2 years ago, Shane Long broke a record that stood for nearly 19 years, the fastest Premier League goal in history. In a Tuesday evening clash at Vicarage Road, the Irish international put the Saints in front after just 7.69 seconds.
Well, the top six continued their own battle for places in the Champions League or the Europa League, but there's a chance here immediately. Shane Long, what a start! Less than 10 seconds.
Now, until recently, all goal times were rounded up to the nearest second, so there was not an actual definitive list of the fastest goals in the competition's history. Luckily for us, some very close friends of ours at Stats Perform, the Premier League's official data supplier, used archive footage and video technology to measure the quickest strikes to the nearest hundredth of a second. So to celebrate the 2 year anniversary of Long's historic goal, here on the Reads from the Analyst, we are going to take a little closer look at the top 10 fastest strikes, adding in our own little layer of interest around them. You've already heard it, but Long's effort came in the midst of a hot streak for the Saints striker. It was the first time he had scored in successive Premier League starts since May 2016. And no doubt, brimming with confidence, he would make it 3 starts on the bounce with a goal next time out against Bournemouth. He still had some way to go though to beat Jamie Vardy's record of 11 consecutive games with a goal for Leicester in 2015. So whose record did he pip? It's a name that might surprise you.
Christmas programme looms. This is an important fixture for both these teams. Bradford need to make home advantage tell. It's Atherton's header. And here's Ledley King trying his luck. Oh, and his luck's in! 10 seconds on the watch. Ledley King with the fastest goal the Premier League has ever seen.
Yes, a centre-back by trade, Ledley King was hardly known as a goalscorer, netting just 10 times in 268 Premier League appearances for Spurs, with 6 of those coming via headers. His strike here, though, on December 9th, 2000, after 9.82 seconds against Bradford City, was his first ever goal in the competition, coming in just his 8th top-flight appearance. In fact, this was one of only 2 goals in the Premier League that he would score north of London, nicely bookending his scoring feats at Old Trafford in April of 2010. And whilst the Tottenham legend might be a surprising inclusion on the list, the next man certainly isn't.
And it's City who get the game underway, of course, in there. Traditional light blue tops, and an early problem here for Nash and Shearer! And Newcastle have made the most remarkable start in 10 seconds!
Of course, one of Alan Shearer's Premier League record of 260 goals would make the list. His effort after 10.52 seconds against Manchester City is still the fastest ever for a home side, and also the quickest left-footed strike in the competition's history. Remarkably though, this was the English international's first in the opening minute of a game, only failing in the end to strike in the 39th and 47th minute across all of his Premier League games. It's not that I'm sure he minds, he still sits 52 goals ahead of Wayne Rooney in the all-time scoring charts, although we have pondered on the analyst whether Harry Kane might be able to surpass that record. Check out our in-depth article on theanalyst.com now. Right, so that's the podium complete. Who dropped off though, thanks to Long's strike?
And this ought to be the game of the week. A pitch full of global superstars, goal-laden headline makers, two of the most famous clubs in the land. And here is Eriksen, and he scored for Tottenham inside 10 seconds.
Whilst Christian Eriksen's effort might take fourth in the charts these days, at 10.54 seconds, it is still the fastest ever at the new Wembley Stadium. Spurs also have a long history of scoring goals in the opening minute of a game. Only Chelsea, with 12, have netted more than their 11. And when he wasn't scoring them, the Danish schemer made his presence felt elsewhere, as he sits second in the all-time assist chart for Tottenham with 62. Only Darren Anderton, despite those sick note comments, provided more with 68. Another unique goal rounds out the top five. Mark Viduka netted at the Valley against Charlton on March 17, 2001, after 11.90 seconds, to become the fastest non-European scorer in Premier League history. And the Australian remains the Yorkshire club's highest goalscorer in the competition too. Interestingly, Leeds United have scored 5 goals in the opening minute of Premier League games, but none of them have come at Elland Road. So maybe if you are running late for a home game, Leeds fans, you don't need to rush to your seat for the start of the game at Elland Road to see all of the action. Right, time to wind the clocks back a little bit for the sixth on the list. We are heading to September 1995, and sadly, a ground that's no longer with us at Highfield Road.
Coventry have won only once in the Premiership this season. Villa have only lost once. And here's Ian Taylor straight from the kickoff. Plenty of support inside it. Onto the left foot, and a header, and a goal in barely 15 seconds from Dwight York.
Dwight York's effort for Aston Villa after 12.16 seconds still remains the fastest headed goal in Premier League history, with the Trinidad and Tobago striker being no stranger to the competition's record books. In November 2000, he became the first non-Englishman to score 100 goals in the competition, and he did also hold the record for scoring the fastest hat-trick from the start of a game, at 22 minutes versus Arsenal in February of 2001, for over 14 years, until Sadio Mane broke that record by going 6 minutes quicker. 1995 would prove itself to be somewhat of a goal rush, though.
Blackburn in their change strip, kick off. It's a match of immense importance at both ends of the table. Chris Sutton wins the first header. Shearer for Sutton. A sensational start here for Blackburn Rovers.
Earlier in the year, Chris Sutton had set the fastest mark at 12.94 seconds. Only 2 of Sutton's first 39 Premier League goals came in the first 10 minutes of a game, whilst 5 of his next 8, including this one against Everton, did. The Toffees are used to finding themselves in sticky situations, though, having conceded 10 goals in the first minute of action, the most of any side in the competition's history. And whilst Blackburn Rovers fans were celebrating on this occasion, they were not with the next one on our list.
The 142nd edition of this particular Lancashire derby first played out in 1881 in the FA Cup. Two founder members of the Football League in opposition. Here's Martin Taylor. Oh, and Davis nicked it, and Nolan has scored after 13 seconds. A truly extraordinary start.
Kevin Nolan's goal after 13.48 seconds on January 10th, 2004 was one of 5 Bolton have scored in the opening minute of a Premier League game, 3 of which were assisted by Kevin Davis. This effort was one of 2 Nolan scored in the first minute of a game, also netting after 51 seconds for West Ham against Fulham in September 2012. Only 10 other players have achieved the feat of scoring 2 or more in the opening 60 seconds in the competition's history. Now, Shane Long's record breaker is not the only Southampton goal in the top 10. In fact, James Beattie's strike after 13.52 seconds against Chelsea in 2004 is nearly joined by another Saints strike, with Jay Rodriguez's effort. With Jay Rodriguez's effort, also against Chelsea, but this time in 2013. being the 11th fastest in the Premier League's history, after 13.68 seconds. Beattie, though, would go from ecstasy to agony in this contest, scoring an own goal 33 minutes later. One of a surprising 51 instances where a player has found the back of the net at both ends of the pitch in a Premier League game. Let's round out the top 10 now with maybe the most famous early strike of all.
And these two sides kick off in contrasting form. Stoke are out of the relegation zone only on goal difference. Southampton only out of the Champions League places by a point. Mark Hughes could be in trouble straight away. In fact, Stoke City have taken the lead and it's gone all the way through and over Artur Boric. What an incredible beginning to the game. Asmir Begovic has scored in the Barclays Premier League inside the first 30 seconds and it's taken everyone by surprise.
Asmir Begovic became the fifth and most recent goalkeeper to score a Premier League goal on November 2, 2013, with this freak effort. Not only is it the 10th fastest goal in the competition's history, but it is also the furthest goal scored since Stats Perform started recording such data from the 2003-2004 season at 95.66 yards. That dethroned Everton goalkeeper Tim Howard's 92.2-yard effort against Bolton in 2012. So what about this season then? Well, Almiron's effort after 20 seconds against West Brom is the fastest goal so far. On the flip side, Bruno Fernandes's 99th minute penalty against Brighton is the latest to be scored. It actually sits third in the list in Premier League history since detailed data is available from the 2003-2004 season. That was the 10 fastest Premier League goals, originally written by Arash Rezai, re-scripted in part by Oliver Hopkins, with music from Audio Network, archived from the Premier League, and read and produced by me, Graham Bell. This has been a production for The Analyst, home of data-driven storytelling, which features great in-depth articles from across the sporting world, as well as specialised data visualisations and more podcasts too. If you like this, then make sure to check out our five-part mini-series looking back over the history of the Premier League. All the episodes are available for you right now on theanalyst.com, where you'll find all of our other great content too. And don't forget to come and join in the conversation on social media. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at OptaAnalyst. You can continue to get lost in the reads from The Analyst by subscribing on your preferred podcast application like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many others. And we would also love for you to rate and review the show, giving us those all-important five-star ratings. We will be back with another episode very soon, but for now, it's so long from everyone at the Reads from The Analyst.